Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report, as we had a very special moment take place on New Year's Eve. What a way to go out in 2022. A first professional goal in Wheeling, West Virginia for one and only Peter Laviolette. And Peter, I don't think you could have picked a better spot to do it than at West Banco Arena. What was that moment like for you?
It was an incredible moment. I mean, I just, to get that first one, get the monkey off my back, it was incredible. Get the boys going there too, that was awesome. So, you know, I'm just happy we got the W at the end of the day there, and, you know, looking forward to do it again tonight, hopefully.
How much fun have you had? The fact that the fans are just absolutely embracing you. I mean, when they announced your name scoring that goal, it seemed like, honestly, the crowd had a lift in it that really rallied the troops on the team as well.
Yeah, I know. I'm loving all the energy the crowd's giving right now. I don't know. It's been amazing. I'm loving all of it right now. Getting in the lineup here, just trying to, you know, do my role, do my thing. And, you know, if I can put some goals in the net, like, so be it, you know.
Who did you have a chance to talk to, text, call first after the game? I know it was New Year's Eve, so it was probably a lot of fun to be had that night, but I'm sure you also took a few minutes to also embrace the moment.
Yeah, no, I called my mom and my dad right after the game, and we shared a pretty special moment because 25 years ago to that day, on the same day, I went to my first hockey game ever, and it happened to be in West Banco Arena. So, I mean, you couldn't have drawn it up any better. It was a pretty special night for me and my family, and to get my first pro goal on that night, I mean, you can't draw it up any better, like I said. So, yeah, it was an incredible, incredible experience.
Quite a week for you, too, and you mentioned having to battle your way into the lineup, and you do it a couple of different ways. You get a fight on Wednesday, you get the goal on Saturday. How important is it for you to be able to showcase a lot of different facets of your game to continue to earn more and more minutes as you go along here?
Yeah, I know. I think it's just important to bring the energy every night right now, and that's been my main goal, is just trying to bring the best energy I can to the locker room and to the bench, and when I'm out there on the ice, you know, try and fire the boys up however I can there, so just trying to do my thing, find a role, and stick to it as best as I can right now. And hopefully Arms and the boys are appreciating it, you know.
Where have you seen your game evolve the most from the time where you made your pro debut in the middle of November in school day at Toledo to now? Just getting a chance to play when you've gotten a chance to, also be able to practice as much as you had, and watch as well to try and soak up as much as you could.
Yeah, it was super important early on, just watching and learning and experiencing all these different things of pro hockey here. Definitely a little bit nervous going into that Toledo game, first pro game here as a Wheeling Nailer, so that was a crazy experience. But just watching the older guys, how they go day to day and go about their business, that's been the biggest thing for me, and it's really helped me get more comfortable as I've gotten into the lineup here and starting to find a little bit more ice time. So just watching those older guys, how they go about everything, it's been a huge help for me.
You mentioned going to your first ever game in this building, and of course everybody knows the connection. Your dad's a head coach. What kind of a role does your dad play in your playing career? Because I've seen it with a lot of players where they'll utilize the support system that they have in their family, but it's not one of those over-the-top parent situations where they're watching every single thing that you do, kind of just being there for support if you need to. Is that what you have from Big Pete?
Big Pete is unbelievable at that. He knows the perfect line to walk on. It's you know, a great balance between being my dad and then being a coach as well, because I really do appreciate the coaching side of it. I feel like I get a little bit of an upper hand there, having him in my ear and telling me what I'm doing right and wrong, and it's a good mental boost for me. As a dad side of it, I mean, he's the most supportive guy I know, and you know, I just try and make him proud every time I'm out on the ice. So.
You've had a chance to have a lot of time with family recently, too. I know your girlfriend got a chance to come in, do some of the holiday parties with you. And then at Reading, you had a nice contingent of family at the game as well. How cool is it to be able to play professionally in front of everybody?
It's awesome. I'm just glad they're getting to see me play some games professionally. I know with my family especially, we have a busy schedule. So for them to be able to make it out whenever they can, it's really special for me.
What have you enjoyed the most about your rookie season as a pro and this team as a whole that really has kind of struck you as something that is making things a memorable life experience?
Honestly, just like the team in general. Like, we have such a good group of guys and we're such a tight-knit group in the locker room. Every day coming to work, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like it's fun and it's enjoyable and everybody's in a good mood. It's just been the most incredible experience getting to know these guys and getting to become a Nailer and getting to come back to Wheeling, West Virginia. Like, it's just been unbelievable so far. So
one of the biggest differences from college to pros is the movement. And wow, we've had a lot of that in the last week or so. Yeah. What's it like to experience that and not know from one day to the next who's going to be in the stall to the side of you, on the line with you, and just kind of seeing all those moving pieces?
It's crazy. It's a crazy difference from college. You know, you play with pretty much the same guys for 3 or 4 years and you get really good chemistry. But here in pro, I mean, it's a revolving door right now, and guys are going up, guys are hurt, you know, different things happen every single game. So you never know who you're going to be sitting next to in the locker room every day. You just have to go about your business and, you know, be ready to play the next game for Arms here.
6 games in the next 2 weeks here at home ice. What's that going to be like? I know you guys are probably going to want to try and capitalize on those as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, a lot of big games coming up here, a lot of opportunity for some big points. So hopefully we can bear down and, you know, jump up in the standings here a little bit.
Very good. Peter, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Congratulations on an absolutely incredible moment. I'm glad that everybody was here and got to see that in person. That was super cool. And go get some more tonight.
Thanks, Deej. Have a good one.
Peter LaViolette, our Unified Bank Nailers profile tonight, part of our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission coverage. More coming up next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.